Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You will have good success.
Amen.
Even in a dark world, the economy doesn't determine your success. Anybody there yet? No matter what the economy does, no matter how bad off people get, God will still prosper you. He'll bless you to be a blessing. Amen. In the midst of darkness. Do you know, in the Great Depression, there were many millionaires that committed suicide, but there were many more millionaires created.
Amen.
In the Great Depression.
Amen.
Tell me what God can't do.
Amen.
Or what God won't do.
Amen.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything impossible for God? Come on, let your faith rise there. But see, we are not, tell somebody again, I ain't no victim. No.
Amen.
No victim mentality here.
Amen. Amen.
We are hooked up to another source.
Amen.
Amen. A kingdom source.
Amen.
Amen. Resources of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. So important. So recognize how much power those vibrational thoughts have. When someone speaks fear to you, here you could be full of joy, and then all of a sudden someone speaks something that causes you to fear. Notice how that fear just overtakes you. That vibration from that fear, that was a thought.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing happened to your body.
Right.
It is a word that touched you and it caused you to fear. And look all of a sudden how you're going home now and you can't even hardly think. You're just afraid. Because you allowed that to enter into your mind. Well, take the word of God.
Amen.
And allow that to enter in.
Amen.
Weeping may endure for the night, but I declare God will always bring joy in the morning.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes it's good that you are in heaviness. Everybody don't agree with that doctrine, but it's the truth. Sometimes God will allow you to go through heaviness. Not because you've done something evil or wicked. No, he's taking you to another level.
Amen.
He's doing something in you. And sometimes, see, always, understand this, always before honor is humility.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Just know when God allows you to be humbled, unless you've just been acting a fool. And you know you've not been acting, you know what I mean? You've been living for God all you know. And suddenly there's a trial that's starting to humble you. What? God wants to elevate you. Before honor is humility. That's God's way. See, people that get honor all the time without humility become proud. They do. They become proud and haughty. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. So God always balances it. And he never gives us anything that we cannot bear. Amen?
Amen?
All right. So let's take a look into this executive order. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Now remember the word subdue. If you didn't write it, it's the word kabash. And it means to tread down. To conquer. Subjugate. It means to violate. There are some laws that we are authorized to violate. And one of them is the law of sin and death. We violate that law. We go beyond that speed limit.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
We don't yield the right of way.
Amen.
To tread down, conquer, subjugate, violate, bring into bondage, force, keep under, subdue, bring into subjection. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? This is for all the greasy grace stuff that refuses to address or confront sin. Sin, the wages of sin is death. Sin will mess you up every time. Amen. If you're living in sin, and or committing sin, he that committeth sin lives in sin. The word says is of the devil. Check your salvation. If you say you're saved, but you're living in sin, and you're habitually, that's your habitation, and you're constantly sinning, then something is wrong there. There's been some deception there. Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Some old, as a matter of fact, all things have become new. All things are old things have passed away. It does not mean that you are altogether perfect, but you are just not a practitioner of sin. If you were a fornicator before you were saved, then God saved you to deliver you from that. Why? Because fornicators and adulterers, if you were a liar before you got saved, God saved you to deliver you from lying. Because all liars too. And if you were an unbeliever, God saved you because you put your faith in him and he gave you faith. Because all unbelievers too shall have their part in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. Read it in the book of Revelation. Adulterers, fornicators, liars, all of these. So we can't, you know, soft pedal a lot of things. People need to know, and the word is spirit and it's life. We're not condemning someone because the word condemns them already. If they're living in sin, the word is what condemns them. We love everybody in that sense, but the word will condemn. It will convict. Hopefully, someone that's seeking after it will convict them. But anybody outside of Christ is condemned already, because the word is condemning them. Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn it, but to save it. But the world is condemned through the word because they refuse to receive the word of God. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Shall we just continue on our merry way that grace abound? The word says, God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? How can we live any longer therein if we're dead to it? This is the travesty. The severity of God is about to show up. And the kindness of God. Listen, judgment is coming. Amen. Justice is coming, I'm telling you. And it's going to be severe. But it's not just going to be out for the sinners out in the world. It's going to be for the hypocrites in the church. It's going to be for the sinners that are hiding in the church pews, living in sin. I'm telling you, the hypocrites are going to be fearful in Zion, because God is going to come at them. Amen. I said God is going to come after them. Amen. Judgment is going to begin at the house of God. Shaking is going to take place in the house of God. Because God wants his remnant. He wants a bride. He wants those that are pure in heart, that are genuine. I didn't say perfect, but that love him, that are pliable in his hands, that will submit to him. No, you're not perfect, but God loves you because you're yielding. David wasn't perfect, but God said he's a man after my heart. Huh? He was a man after God's heart. Versus Saul, who was proud, arrogant. Amen. Next verse 6 of Romans chapter 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We are not slaves to sin. Sin shall not rule over our members or our mortal body. Now remember what we said earlier. You change destiny by how you think. Amen. It's not a matter about you can't, you got the can't help it. Somebody said the devil is a lie. No, it's something in your mind that's not clicking. You have power. Amen. You have executive power to subdue, to destroy, to root out, to pull down, to take out, to push darkness back, to bind, to loose. You have that authority. So it's just a matter of your thinking processes, how you are thinking. So as a man thinketh, so is he. So we are not conformed to this world. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. I said we are not conformed to this dark world. We are transformed by the renewing. The mind must be renewed to the Word of God. Verse 11 of Romans chapter 6. Likewise, reckon you yourselves also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Reckon yourselves to be dead. Consider yourself dead to sin. This is how you see yourself when sin tries to invade your space. You can't make a dead man mad. Dead man ain't gonna cuss you out. He ain't gonna swing back at you. He not gonna holler at you. He dead. This is what saints must learn. You know, initially when you're confronted or go through a trial or something of that nature, when there's another person sometimes involved that has vexed your spirit. Anybody been there? Come on. Everybody raise your hand up in here. We all been there where they have touched your last nerve, the one that triggers you. Well, you show up and you say, if they say another word to me today, it is on now. Right? You know what I'm talking about? You there. You now you waiting. Go ahead and say it, because it's old now. Right? You got to learn how to suffer through some things and what that suffering is for. And suffering is not to humiliate you in the sense of you being made ashamed. God said, I'm not going to let you be made ashamed. But when that last nerve is throbbing, and you ready to let it out and let it go, and you go, Lord, I'm just going to have to repent after this here. You ready? You know what God is doing? If you hold that and you allow what's going on there to not have dominion over you, you don't let sin enter in. Because see, sin means to miss the mark. See, temptation is anything that would cause you to strive. When someone says something, and, you know, they say it and it hits you like a sword, and you look and yeah, what? And you ready to go back verbally back and forth? That's a temptation because it's trying to lead you somewhere. The enemy's trying to identify you, locate you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.